From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More details are emerging about the man believed to be the pilot in today's plane crash in Austin, Texas. Federal authorities are identifying the pilot as Joseph Stack. They're investigating whether he intentionally flew his single-engine plane into a building that housed IRS offices. They're also looking into an anti-government message on a website linked to Stack and possible problems he may have had with the IRS. Reporter Mose Bushell of member station KUT is at the scene of the plane crash where he says at least two people have been reported injured and one is still unaccounted for.
There's a huge gaping hole along one side of it, massive damage, windows knocked out, and it's blacked by soot and smoke. If indeed there are only two injuries that come out of this, and then that one missing person, is that if those are the only casualties that end up coming out of this, it would be rather surprising, judging from the way this looks right now.
Mose Bushell of member station KUT. A United Airlines flight from Denver to San Francisco was diverted to Salt Lake City this morning because of a bomb threat. Dan Bommes from member station KUER has more.
A flight attendant found a threatening note aboard United Flight 741 after it left Denver. Salt Lake City Airport spokesperson Barbara Gann says the flight attendant gave it to the pilot, who felt the threat was serious enough to land in Salt Lake. Gann says the passengers and crew got off the plane safely and were taken to the airport's international terminal. There were 193 passengers and six crew members aboard. The FBI says it's investigating the incident, but gave no further details. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bommes in Salt Lake City.
Eight missionaries detained in Haiti for nearly 3 weeks are reuniting with their families today. NPR's Jeff Brady is at the airport in Boise, Idaho, where several of the missionaries are expected to arrive within hours.
Eight of the 10 missionaries were flown on a military plane to Miami Wednesday. Two others, organizer Laura Silsby and her assistant Carissa Coulter, remain in Haiti where an investigation into kidnapping charges continues. Meantime, family members are relieved to have most of the missionaries back on U.S. soil. Selena Riddle is Drew Colbert's sister-in-law. He's a youth pastor in Topeka, Kansas. Riddle says Colbert felt a duty to go to Haiti.
He is a servant. He is always jumping to do what needs to be done for people. And so I was thrilled that he was having this opportunity to go, and of course heartbroken when all of this developed.
All eight still face charges in Haiti and could be called back, though attorneys for them have expressed hope the charges will be dropped. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boise.
Update from Wall Street, Dow's up 83 points to 10,393. This is NPR News. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik is getting 4 years in jail for lying and fraud. NPR's Robert Smith has more on the man who, under the Bush administration, was once considered for the top job at Homeland Security.
Kerik admitted last year that he lied to the White House when he was being considered for a cabinet post. That felony, along with tax fraud, is going to send Kerik to prison. Kerik pleaded guilty to not paying all of his taxes. He was also charged with accepting apartment renovations from a company that was seeking work in the city. Kerik led the NYPD during the September 11th attacks, and the judge today had harsh words to say about that legacy. Judge Stephen Robinson said that the fact that Kerik would use 9/11 for personal gain and aggrandizement is a dark place in the soul. The judge ended up giving Kerik a sentence of 4 years. That's more than the federal guidelines recommend. Kerik also has to pay $188,000 in restitution and tax penalties. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
The president of Niger may have been taken prisoner. His aides have not confirmed the whereabouts of President Mamadou Tanja after the presidential palace came under fire today in an apparent coup attempt. The Reuters News Service reports at least three soldiers may have been killed in the violence. Political tensions escalated in recent months after Tanja's rule was extended. That move triggered international sanctions. In the U.S., an unexpected jump in wholesale prices in January. The Labor Department's posting a 1.4% increase. Some economists had predicted under 1%, more like 0.7%. However, the jump is widely viewed as temporary. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.